I'm Rima Khreis from Marketplace. Let's do the numbers. Again, markets in the U.S. are closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, but we've got some other numbers for you all. Last month, U.S. consumers finally got a bit of relief from inflation. It wasn't much. Consumer prices fell 0.1% from November, but it was the first monthly decrease since May 2020. Gas prices fell 9.4%. Used cars were down 2.5%. But one area where prices remain stubbornly high was food. Digging into that a bit more, one subcategory that saw huge increases was for school breakfasts and lunches, which rose a shocking 305% over last year. Part of that is, of course, ingredients are more expensive, but another key reason was the end of a pandemic-era federal program that made school meals free, regardless of students' income levels. Now some states like Washington, Minnesota, Vermont are trying to make up that shortfall with state funds. You're listening to Marketplace.